Lord, we pray in particular for Tony and his needs. We pray for Luke and his needs. We pray for Elsie Budd and her needs. Lord, each of these have physical needs and spiritual needs. We pray that you will come in and bless them.
主啊，我们特别的为 Tony 也为 Luke 也为 Elsie 姊妹他们每一位都有身体上的需要，更有属灵上的需要。我们求您祝福他们。
Lord, our prayer is that you will move in the hearts of all of us. So much we need the blessing of the Spirit of God.
求您感动我们的心让我们能够得着属灵的祝福。
We're thankful that the Holy Spirit was given to help us.
我们如此感恩，因为圣灵赐下是为了帮助我们。
We're thankful that the promise of God is that He is here today to teach us.
我们也感恩，因为神的应许就是圣灵今天与我们同在，教导我们。
And so our prayer, Lord, is that you will work in the heart of each one of us who is here.
主啊，我们盼望您的圣灵今天在我们每一个人心里做工。
And Lord, also from us and through us, we pray that you'll work in the hearts of those we love.
也借着我们来在我们身边我们有负担的朋友们里面做工。
May many find the Savior as their Lord, we pray.
也盼望他们能够接受基督成为他们的救主。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we've been going through the book of Romans.
我们一直在学习罗马书。
And we've been trying to learn some of the major themes, trying to learn as many things as we can. The book of Romans is one of these books that is so good that when you've studied it, you want to go back and start again because there's so much in it.
那罗马书是如此好的一本书，那我们常常学着学着又想回去再读一遍啊，再学一下。
So we've been considering over the last few weeks the chapters Romans 9 and 10 and 11.
过去的几周呢，我们一直在看罗马书的九十和十一章。
And they deal with the position of the Jewish people, the children of Israel.
那这几章在讲犹太人，就是以色列人的情况。
The Apostle Paul was the minister, the apostle to the Gentiles.
因为使徒保罗呢，罗马书的作者，他是外邦人的使徒。
To the non-Jewish people.
就是不是犹太人。
And so the message of the book of Romans is written primarily to Gentile, non-Jewish people.
所以罗马书主要的写作对象呢，也是非犹太人的外邦人。
But the question is, can we really believe all the good news in the book of Romans?
那问题是呢，我们是不是能够继续相信罗马书里的好消息呢？
The promises in Romans are very, very great. They're so good, frankly, that if you read them anywhere else, you wouldn't believe it.
所以那罗马书的信息啊，如此之好啊，就是真的太好了，我们在其他地方读到，我们读了可能都不会愿意信的。
But is God able and is God willing to fulfill all these wonderful promises in Romans to us?
神是不是真的愿意从他里面就把这些美好的祝福和应许向我们实现呢？
How would we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
And the answer is, if God fulfilled his promises to Israel, then he probably would fulfill his promises to us.
那答案就是呢，如果神实现了他对以色列人的应许，那他对我们基督徒的应许也是会实现。
But if he didn't fulfill his promises to Israel, then we might have reason to doubt that he would fulfill his promises to us.
如果他在以色列人身上也没有办法实现这个应许呢，我们就可以有理由怀疑他对我们的应许了。
So one of the themes that goes through Romans 9 and 10 and 11 is God will continue to fulfill his promises to Israel.
所以罗马书的九十十一章的一个很主要的线条就是神会 实现他对以色列人一开始的应许。
God made great promises to Israel, but because of their disobedience, the blessings of those promises were often deferred and diminished.
所以正是因为犹太人的悖逆啊，他们不顺服，所以神给他们的应许和祝福会推迟啊，甚至祝福有的时候会缩小。
So sometimes somebody will say, well listen, I'll be good to you, I will help you.
有的人可能会跟你说呢，哎，我要对你好啊，施恩，我要帮助你。
And you might say to them, well that's all very good, but how much will you help me?
你说，哎，这听起来不错，那你想多大程度帮助我呢？
And when I went to my father a long time ago and I would say, Daddy, will you help me?
以前呢，我去我爸爸那，我说，爸爸，你愿不愿意帮助我？
And he would say, how much?
他说呢，帮多少？
No, I would say, how much?
不，我会说，帮多少？
And he would say, I will help you as much as you will let me.
他会这么说，他说呢，我帮你的程度是取决于你允许我帮你的程度。
If you will let me, I'll help you more.
如果你允许的多呢，我就帮你的多。
But if you resist, I can't help you that much.
如果你抵挡我呢，我就帮不了你太多。
That's the way it was with Israel.
这就是犹太人的情况了。
And when they believed and when they obeyed, he helped them so much.
所以当他们相信，当他们顺服的时候呢，神祝福他们就很多了。
On one occasion in the book of Deuteronomy, we read it. He says, Oh, that my people had obeyed me, then they would have had peace like a river.
所以就像申命记说的，那一切顺服我的，神对犹太人说，哦，他们就会有平安啊，如同这河啊，江河一样。
And all through the book of Deuteronomy, you get this wonderful thing. If you will follow me, if you will believe me, if you will obey me, your joy will be full, your blessings will be abundant.
所以，神借着摩西在整个生命记都是在传达这个信息：如果你顺服我，如果你跟从我，如果你不悖逆，那你的喜乐、你的祝福啊，真是充满了。
But so often they said, "No, we won't believe you. We won't obey you right now."
但他们常常的回答就是不，我现在不想要听你的。
And then the Lord often had to say, I'm sorry, I can't bless you as much as I would like to.
所以神呢，有的时候只能说呢，没办法呢，我没有办法像我愿意的这样这么大的程度来祝福你。
And I can't bless you now, I'm going to have to wait to bless you later.
我也现在也没有办法祝福你，只等到之后才能祝福。
So when the children of Israel were at Mount Sinai, God said, now's the time to leave, I want you to go into the promised land.
所以当犹太人在西乃山的时候呢，神要带着他们去到应许地。
Moses says at that point, he says, you know, there's 11 days journey between where we are here at Horeb and Kadesh Barnea. 11 days.
所以从他们的何烈山西乃山到那个迦南地的边界上呢，其实正常走只要11天的路程。
How long did it take them to get to Kadesh Barnea and just a little farther?
他们这段路走了多长时间呢？
38 years.
38年。
Okay. Did God keep his promise?
神有没有持守他的应许呢？
Yes.
是的，持守。
But why did it take so long?
为什么要花这么久啊？
Well, they were disobedient.
因为他们不顺服呀。
And why did they not get as much of the promise as they could have got?
为什么他们没有得着那么多的祝福呢？
They didn't believe.
因为他不愿不相信。
They were disobedient.
他们不顺服。
Are you going to get all the promises that God wants to give you?
你是不是得着神愿意给你一切的应许呢？
Well, you're going to get the promises, but you might not get them as full as you could.
你也许得着了，但是你可能没有得着那充充满满神本来愿意给你。
You might not get them as soon.
也不是那么快的得着了。
All right.That's a basic background to where we're going to begin today in verse 25.
所以这就是我们今天11章的25节，我们从这开始啊，这是我们刚才讲的一个这三章九十十一章的背景了。
Romans 11:25.
好，11章罗马书11章的25节。
I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
All right, so many things flowing from this verse. Number one, Paul is saying, I don't want you to be ignorant of this. It's God's plan for his people. And many Christians today are still ignorant of this.
所以他一开始这里好多点啊，第一个点他说我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘啊，所以他是对着外邦人讲的，所以今天呢我们很多外邦人还是不知道这奥秘。
One of the reasons he doesn't want them to be ignorant of it is because they might get conceited.
那一个原因呢，他不想大家外邦人不知道这奥秘呢的主要原因就是不想让我们骄傲。
You see, the argument that Paul was working on in the previous verses was this, that the children of Israel were the olive tree.
所以前面的保罗用的一个逻辑或比喻呢，就是他把犹太人比作橄榄树。
And because they were a disobedient olive tree, the branches were broken off and the Gentiles were grafted into the olive tree.
所以因为他们的悖逆呢，所以枝子啊，这橄榄树的枝子被砍下来，但是外邦人的枝子呢却因着被接上来了。
And so the chance was that the Gentiles might say, we're better than the Jewish people because they were broken off and we're back in.
所以这里面的风险就是呢，那因为我们被接上，所以外邦人会说，哎，我们会比犹太人好，好很多，但他们被砍下去了，所以我们接上了。
Some Christians could say that, you know.
真的会有这样。
They could say, I'm a Christian and therefore I'm better than you. Too bad, I'm better than you are.
所以真有这样的基督徒，就是我们会说，哎，我是基督徒，所以我比你好啊，你看我比你好。
That would be very, very foolish.
这是非常愚蠢的。
Why are we Christians? What is it that you have to do to be a Christian?
那我们为什么会成为基督徒？你要成为基督徒，你要做什么呢？
You have to admit that you're a sinner. That's what you have to do.
其实你要做的就是你要承认自己是个罪人。
You have to say, I don't deserve anything other than the grace of God.
你说我真的不配得任何的东西，除非神的恩典。
And so sometimes I have to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't think I'm a Christian because I'm better than the other person. I may be a Christian just because I'm worse.
所以我有的时候跟主说，我说主啊，我成为基督徒还真不是我比别人好，是因为我比别人坏。
But the Lord says in chapter 10, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
但保罗在罗马书十章说，凡一切呼求主名的就必得救。
And so we become Christians because we call on the name of the Lord when we realize we have big needs.
所以我们成为基督徒是因为我们有赦罪的巨大需要的时候，我们就呼求神的名，我们就得救了。
If you're a Christian, don't you be conceited. You just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for a poor sinner like me.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，总不要自满呢。我们要说的只是说主啊，谢谢你。为我这样可怜的罪人死了。
But the fact is, because Israel disobeyed and disobeyed and disobeyed and disobeyed, our verse says that they experienced a hardening.
所以正是因为犹太人他不停的悖逆拒绝悖逆悖逆，所以到这节经文上说呢，到那个时候他们的心呢就硬了。
If you say no to God,
如果你对神呢说不。
The very first time you say it, is that hard or easy?
如果你第一次跟神说不，难还是容易啊？
Oh, yeah, you say,
你会有点犹豫的啊，你啊。
If you say no to God a second time, is it harder or easier than the first time?
如果你第二次说不呢，是比第一次难了还容易了？
Gets a little easier, doesn't it?
比第一次要容易了。
If you say no to God the 50th time, you say, oh no.
如果你说到第五十次，你都没感觉了。
And it's because we get hardened to the truth. we get hardened in our response. God says, I want you to have a soft heart. Don't say no the first time.
所以这样，这个过程也是我们的心越来越硬的过程。这就是为什么神说我要你们有一颗柔软的心呢？不要第一次就不要说不。
And so the hardening of the heart enters into the entire Jewish people.
所以这样的硬心的状态呢，就是描述了当时的整个犹太人的情形。
From the time of Abraham, when God called the Jewish people, to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ was how long?
从亚伯拉罕神呼召亚伯拉罕一直到耶稣来，这段时间是多长呢？
2,000 years.
2,000 年。
You'd think after 2,000 years they would have got the message, wouldn't you?
你应该想，2,000 年了，他们应该这个信息都很清楚了吧？
And God said to Abraham, Abraham,I am going to send you a son, and I'm going to give you many sons, Abraham, and because of that, there will be great blessing for you.
所以上帝对亚伯拉罕说呢，我要给你一个儿子，我要也因此呢给你后裔啊，像天边的星啊，然后万国都要因你的后裔得福。
And so the promise was there for 2,000 years.
这样的一个应许呢，持续了两千年。
After 2,000 years, Abraham's sons killed God's son.
但是两千年之后呢，亚伯拉罕的肉身的孩子们却杀了神的圣子。
What's that going to do to God's promise to Abraham?
那这个对于神对亚伯拉罕的应许会产生什么后果？
God says, Abraham, I am going to bless you and your sons.
神说呢，亚伯拉罕，我要祝福你和你的后裔。
And Abraham's son said to God, I'm going to kill your son.
但亚伯拉罕的后裔却说呢，跟神说，我要把你的儿子杀了。
And God said to Abraham's sons, just because you killed my son,does not mean that I will not fulfill my promises.
所以神的话语是，这不是因为你们杀了我的儿子，我就不能够实现我的应许。
Can you imagine a God so good as that?
你能想象如此好的神吗？
What would you do if somebody killed your son?
如果是有人杀了你的孩子，你会怎么样？
God says, I made a promise, Abraham, and I will not cease to fulfill that promise. Even if your sons kill my son, I'm still going to keep my promise.
所以神说呢，我对亚伯拉罕给了一个应许，我不会停止来完成这个应许。即便你的后裔杀了我的圣子耶稣，我也一样能够完成这应许。
But he did defer the fulfillment of that promise.
但他的确推迟了这个应许的实现时间。
And so he says Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
所以他这里说以色列人有几分是硬心的啊，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
What did God do?
神怎么做呢？
God said, Abraham, I spent 2,000 years working with your people and you killed my son. I'm going to set your people aside.
所以神说呢，好，我两千年了，我给你的后裔在这。现在呢，你杀了耶稣，那我现在把你们先放到一边。
I'll set them aside in part for a while.
我放到一边，只是一段的时间。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in.
直到呢外邦人的数目啊是算齐了，满了。
And so God turns his I'm trying to think of the word I want now. He turns his emphasis onto Gentile people rather than Jewish people.
所以神呢就把他的注意力啊从犹太人这呢转向了外邦人。
But did you notice in verse 25 the little word until?
所以你会看见这个词啊，这个二十五节这个小词叫 until， 就是直到。
What's until mean?It means that there's coming a time when he is going to return to focus his attention on the Jewish people.
直到的意思就是会有这么样的一个时候，最后会来。什么时候呢？就是他会回到他对犹太人的应许上。
What happened to Israel in the last 2,000 years?
过去两千年，犹太人发生了什么事呢？
They were scattered all over the world.
他们在全世界啊分散。
And what's happened to the Gentiles over the last 2,000 years?
过去两千年，外邦人又发生了什么事呢？
Well, by the grace of God, the wonderful message of faith.By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ leading to salvation has been preached all over the world.
那因着神的恩典啊，这样借着耶稣基督赦罪之恩得救的这个好消息，这个福音呢，传遍了全球。
All right, is this the end of God's plan?
那这是不是神的计划结束了呢？
No, God's plan is until.
神的计划呢，是会直到。
And in the prophetic plan of God, the time of the Gentiles is from the day of Pentecost until the rapture of the church. There's a period there, almost 2,000 years now, when God's focus has been on the Gentiles.
所以神的计划呢，是在五旬节的时候，直到教会被提这一段的，到今天为止哈，教会还没有被提，还没有。结束的这段时间已经快两千年了，这段时间的注意力呢，神都是在外邦的基督徒的得救上。
The Bible prophecy is that much is going to happen to the Jewish people in the future.
所以但是神的应许或者神的预言呢，未来还是有很多的事会发生在犹太人身上。
Okay, what happened to the Jewish people in the last 100 years?
那在过去一百年里，犹太人又发生了什么事呢？
Well, among other things, they went back to Israel.
有很多事，但是当中最重要的一个就是他们又回到了以色列了。
That's got to be one of the most amazing miracles that the world has ever witnessed.
这是全世界啊可能看见的众多神迹之一啊。
An entire nation, millions of Jewish people.Return to the same land that their father possessed 4,000 years earlier.
所以全世界的犹太人慢慢的又回到那块地方，那块地方是他们的祖先4000年前居住的地方。
Only God could do that.
只有神能做得到这样的事。
Do you believe that God can fulfill his promises to you?
你觉得神能不能够完成他对你的应许呢？
He fulfilled his promises to the Jews, even to bring them back to their own piece of real estate after 2,000 years of being scattered abroad.
对犹太人，他能够在两千年的分散之后，依然把他们带回那块给他们的应许地。
All right, and so verse 26 says.
好，二十六节说。
And so all Israel.Shall be saved.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
God has not finished with Israel.
所以神在以色列家的旨意没有结束。
Now I want you to note that God's promises to Israel were promises to a nation.
所以我要大家知道呢，神对以色列的应许啊，是对一个国家的应许。
They weren't promises to every single Jewish person. They were promises to the entire nation.
所以它不是对一个个体、一个一个的犹太人的应许，它是对整个犹太国度的应许。
The individuals who trusted in God in Israel, they will get the fulfillment of the promises because they die and they go to be with God in heaven forever.
所以那些个别的呢，他们信靠耶稣基督成为救主。他们其实一样能得着神的应许，因为他死了，他就与基督同在。
Those individuals who do not believe in Jesus, the Jewish individuals, they will go into eternal punishment. They'll see the blessings to Israel. They won't partake of it because they neither believe nor obey.
所以，对于那些拒绝的呢，他们也会到永恒的审判里。他们能够看见对犹太人未来的祝福，但是他们必须要做选择。接受还是拒绝。
But God's promises to them as a nation continue.
神 给了他们的应许，给了犹太人的应许，是作为一个国家，它会一直持续下去。
And there's all kinds of amazing things ahead for national Israel.
而且有很多很神奇的事呢，作为以色列国未来会发生。
One of the things that amazes me most is that there's a little country in the Middle East called Israel.
让我特别惊奇的就是在中东有这么小的一个国家叫以色列。
Population of 8 or 10 million.
大概也就800到1000万人。
The stories of Israel are in the newspapers every single day.
那这样的一个小国家的出现在每天的报纸上啊，几乎每一天都有。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because God says, I've got my finger on them. I haven't finished with them.I will continue to bless them. I'm going to make of Israel a mighty nation.
所以神说呢，我还对他们的旨意没有做完，我要让他们成为一个大国啊。
And all Israel will be saved.
所有的犹太人都会得救。
Now, there are those who are Christians today who will tell you that God has finished with Israel and He's transferred all of Israel's blessings.To the church.
今天有一种的观点呢，可能是出于基督徒的，他可能会告诉你这么样，他说神对犹太人的计划已经结束了，神把给犹太人的应许和祝福呢，全部转到了今天的基督徒身上。
And number one, he didn't do that because that wouldn't fulfill his promises.
那第一呢，神不会这么做，因为这样的话他不能实现他的应许。
And number two, he didn't do that because it wasn't fair.
第二，他不会这么做呢，因为这真不公平。
Okay, so you'll find differences amongst Bible expositors on this. Remember, our God is a God who keeps His promises, and He keeps His promises to the specific people He gave the promises to.
所以你要记得呢，今天虽然有一些解经上的谬误啊，但你要记得神是。持守他应许的神，而且他应许当时给了谁，他就绝不收回来。
All right, I don't know how far to go along that line. Maybe just a summary statement that Bible prophecy is absolutely thrilling as you see what God's plan is for the Jewish people, what God's plan is for the rest of the people. This verse says.That the times of the Gentiles will be concluded and the focus will be back on Israel. That in part is what the book of Revelation is all about. That's too long to translate.
所以呢，今天呢，我们会看见神的预言哈，他总是对着不同的个体来、群体来的，所以会有这么一个时间点呢，神的注意力呢会从外邦挪开，然后挪回到以色列家。那这就是启示录所告诉我们的信息了。
All right, back to verse 26.
那我们回到26节。
And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them.When I take away their sins.
那必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。
All right, so there will be a day. It will be at the end of the tribulation period when the millennium begins. And this particular day will be a day when all of the Jews in Israel will be saved.
所以在大灾难的最后的时候，也就是千禧年开始的时候呢，会有那么一天，整个以色列的全家都会得救，因为救主会再来洁净他们一切的罪。
Those who choose not to believe will, prior to that day, all be killed.
那些选择不相信的，在这样的一天之前呢，应该在大灾难里都死了。
All right, well. I'm going to leave it there. You may have some questions. This section, we have not gone into detail. There is a whole prophetic passage there. Many books written on the issues that are before us right now. But if you've got a question or two, we can maybe handle that before we get into the other verses.
那我们再往下走之前呢，稍微问一下有没有问题？因为这几节经文其实讲到了很长一段的预言，就是从现在到未来，主第二次再来的这很长的，圣经里有很多卷的书提到过这个预言。如果大家有什么问题，可以现在问。那之后如果没有，我们就往下走。
Any questions?
So
is there any unbelief Israelites, they are saved or not? Are those unbelief Israelites?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Because all Israel will be saved.
Yes.
So how about those who do not believe?
Today.There are some Jewish people, some Israelites who are saved. And they get saved the same way you and I do.
今天呢，有一些犹太人得救，那他得救的方式是跟你我得救的方式是一样的，信靠耶稣基督成为救主。
How do you get saved?
那你是怎么得救
的? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你相信耶稣基督。
And there are many Israelites today who get saved that way.
所以有很多今天在这个时期的犹太人是这么得救的。
But this is talking about a day that's coming in the future.
那这里在讲的呢是那个未来要来的日子。
It will come at the end of the Great Tribulation period.
那是会在大灾难的结束的那个时候。
Basically at the end of the Book of Revelation.
实际上也就是启示录的最结尾的时候。
Prior to that will be the tribulation, and that is called the time of Jacob's trouble, or the time of the trouble of Israel.
所以大灾难呢，或者又被叫成雅各的灾难啊，或者说以色列人的灾难。
Many of them on that occasion will be killed.
那很多的犹太人在那个时候会死的。
Some will be killed because of their faith in Jesus, and as martyrs, they will go to heaven.
有的是因为他们对于耶稣的信心啊，他们是殉道死的。
Others will be killed because they're sinners.
有的就是因为
they will not go to heaven.
有的就是因为他是罪人，他就死了。但这个死后，他们是下地狱的，他不会去天堂。
But at the end of that period, there will be many who are believers in Jesus.Who will be saved? As a matter of fact, the only ones who will come out of that tribulation period will be those who put their trust in Jesus and they were saved like you and me.
所以实际上呢，这里讲到的全家得救的那个点是没有发生的，是要到那一天，主再来的那一天的时候，那时候还活着的犹太人，其实他们是相信主的，他们就见到主面。在这之前。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ, when he talks about this period in Matthew 24, says, He who endures to the end will be saved.
对，所以耶稣呢，在马太福音24章讲到这句话，他说，忍耐到底的就必得救啊。24章忘了哪一节？
Okay, so those who go into the millennium will only be those who were saved. Only those who are believers will go. So all Israel that goes in will be saved.
所以所有那个时候的犹太人为什么都得救了？因为他们留下的都是信的。
Does that answer the question?
这是不是回答了这个问题？
不信的就是身体上都被剪除掉了。
So if they are not believers, so they all died, right?
The non-believers, at the end of the tribulation, the non-believers will not be saved, that's right. But those who are believers will be Israel, and at that time, all Israel will be believers. The others will have been killed off before that time.
对，就在那一点，的确是这样。在那之前，不信的犹太人都已经死了，因为大灾难会死很多人。圣经是怎么讲？
It means that the spirit died. The spirit. The soul died. Not the, only the flesh body died.
对，就是身体被剪除还是精神？就是
Yeah, they want to figure out the spiritual death and the death
and physical death.
Physical. I think both.
That's exactly right. During the Great Tribulation period, people who do not believe in Jesus, Jews who do not believe in Jesus, will be killed. Okay? It's a time of Jacob's trouble. It's going to be terrible trouble for the Jewish people. And those who don't believe in Jesus will be killed.
So maybe I figure out one probably their questions.
Yeah.
All those unbelieved Israelites,
yes.
No matter now or the future,
yes.
They're all spiritually dead, right? I mean, after death, they will all go to hell, right?
If a Jewish person doesn't believe in Jesus, he will go to hell the same way as if you and I say we don't believe in Jesus.
对，所以他就这个意思，就是，从现在到大灾难的时候，犹太人他不信，跟我们的结果是一样的，不信的也都去了地狱，跟外邦人是一样，他信的也去了天堂，不信的也去了地狱。但是到大灾难的时候呢？在那个时候，在这之前的时候，所有不信的犹太人都会死的。所以到那一刻，主再来的那一刻呢，这个死就是包括肉体的死。那肉体的死了，他不信的他也死了，也是去地狱的。所以到耶稣再来的那一刻呢，还肉体还活着的犹太人全家都会得救。他们得救还是因为他们信了。对，应该都明白了。
Okay, Lena, do you still have a question?
Yeah, she thought now all the Israelites after death may have second chance. That's what she thought.
And the answer is no, not for them or for you and me.
答案是不，既不是对他们，也对我们，都没有的，都没有，都没有。
但是我记得原来是说的是那个时候，主耶稣再来的时候，那些不信的犹太人就看到他回来，就会信了。
Yeah, but she thought that.Those who did not believe when he or she is an Israelite, he did not die before Jesus' second coming. And she thought for the unbelief, when he see Lord's second coming, he may believe and he may be saved. Is that possible?
A person who is living at the time, regardless of what Jesus does, the person who is living at the time, if he turns to trust in Jesus, he will be saved. Right.
Yeah, you mean... For example, if I know I'm not a believer, right?
Yes.
And I'm an Israelite.
Yes.
And when Lord Jesus comes, and then I see him, and I believe, and I will be saved? No.
Yes, that would be the case if you were alive when he was there, when he came,
yeah.
And if you saw him and you then believed, yes, you would be saved.
Yeah.
Same way as you get saved today when you read your Bible and you see.
You 不是信了吗？最后。
那外班人也一样吗？活着的时候信，那不大家看到了都觉得哦，那
信。All right, so we've got several issues here. The problem is that the conversations like this are better one-on-one.
Yeah.
Right now we've got many people asking questions.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to get to all the answers.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a verse or two.
Yeah.
And I'm even having trouble remembering what verses to give you. Mm-hmm.
他想一点经文哈，我们先来看一点经文。这个，对，就这么干着谈，我们不越谈越乱哈。我们回到圣经上去。嗯。
The first verse is that the only way you ever get saved is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved.
那第一个呢，就是我们先要搞清楚，得救呢只有一条路，就是信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主。唯独这一条路你才可能得救，再没别的路了。
Verse number two, there is no second chance.
那第二呢，就是没有第二次的机会。
And the verse is when the Lord Jesus is speaking regarding healing a man who couldn't walk. The Lord Jesus says, the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He has no power, not even Jesus, has power to forgive sins after death.
所以呢，这个的经文呢，就是有一次耶稣在医治个瘫子的时候，他说呢，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄啊，所以呢，他没有在第二次，就是人死了以后，不是地上了。阴间他也没有赦罪的权柄，耶稣没有阴间赦罪的权柄。
The third point is that everyone has a different set of experiences and knowledge for which he is responsible on Judgment Day.
I didn't get the
All right.
logic.
Let me just finish more then. I became a Christian because of what Jesus taught me.
我成为基督徒呢，是因为耶稣教导我。
You become a Christian on the basis of what Jesus taught you.
你也是因为耶稣教导你成为基督徒。
Now, if you don't believe, you can't say, God, I wasn't a Christian because you didn't tell me what you told Harold.
所以，你没得救，你不能说呢，因为神没有教导你。
God will say, no, no, no. You didn't get into heaven because you wouldn't believe what I taught you.
所以神只会说呢，你没有去到天堂，是因为你没有相信我教导你的东西。
So some people in that day will see the Lord Jesus coming.
所以有一天会在那一天呢，人们会看见耶稣再来。
And some will believe.
有些会相信。
And others will say, no, I don't believe that.
有的人会说不，我不要相信。
Okay, so the evidence that he gives to each person is different, but he gives sufficient evidence to each person for them to believe.
所以呢，他给每一个人的证据是不一样，但是这个证据呢是足够让你相信的。那你可以选择不相信。
Those are short answers to long questions.
这是个简短的回答。所以你是说那外邦人怎么样是吧？Yeah, she said that. Then how about Gentiles at that time?
How about Gentiles at that time?
Yeah.
We don't know all the details of what's going to happen at the very end.
我们不是所有的细节啊，在最后的那个时刻的所有细节我们都知道。
Matthew 25 is very interesting.
马太呢，二十五章是很有意思的一章。
Let's turn to Matthew 25.
我们来看一下马太的二十五章。
What God is going to do in the future is very difficult for us to understand.
神在未来要做的事呢，对我们来说是比较难去理解的。对，马太的二四和二五是主要的两个经两段。会讲到这些事情。
So, many years ago, I had the privilege of sitting on the Mount of Olives.
很多年前呢，我很荣幸能够那时候去以色列的时候，我就找了个机会坐在橄榄山上。
I sat there for a day.
我坐呢坐了一天
and it was very exciting for me. Behind me was the city of Bethany where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
那我背后呢就是伯大尼亚，就是马大玛利亚住的地方，也是拉斯罗复活的地方。
In front of me was the temple area where Jesus did so many of his miracles and his great teachings.
然后我山从山上往下看，就这就是那个圣殿区域啊，就是耶稣做各种神迹的地方。
Beside me was the hill that the Lord Jesus Christ walked down on, rode down on the donkey when he was hailed, when he was proclaimed to be king of the Jews.
然后我旁边的就是那条路，耶稣骑着驴进耶路撒冷的那条路。
In front of me was the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus wept and prayed the night that he was betrayed.
然后我面前就是哥西马尼园，就是他那一天晚上祷告、哀哭，然后被卖的那个园子。
You can imagine that that was a very moving day for me, just to sit in the midst of all that.
你可以想象那一天对我来说真的是很感动的一天，因为所有这些全活了，我就坐在里面。
But Matthew 25 tells us what's going to happen right there in the future.
但是马太二十五章呢，就讲是要发生的事啊，就在那里。但是未来要发生的事就在同一个地方。
Verse 31 says,
31节
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people.One from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分出来，好像绵羊，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般。
He will put the sheep on his right.
他要把绵羊放右边。
And the goats on the left.
山羊在左边。
So here I am.
现在我在这里啊。
I'm sitting.On the mountain, I'm actually looking from the east to the west.
Yeah, 所以我现在坐在橄榄山上啊，你可以想象耶稣的形态，坐在橄榄山上，他是坐在东面哈、啊，朝着西面。
In front of me is the Garden of Gethsemane, the valley, the Kidron Valley, called elsewhere the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
嗯，所以约沙法谷啊，就是。它的底下呢，就我坐在这个橄榄山上，面前是科西玛尼园，背后是伯大尼，下面就是约沙法谷，或者叫断定。
Joel tells us that it is here in the valley of Jehoshaphat that this judgment is going to take place.
对，约珥书就管这个叫断定谷，这个谷就叫断定谷。
What's his name again? Norma reminded me Jehoshaphat's name simply means Jehovah judges.
所以约沙法就的意思翻译过来就是耶和华审判。
So it's just down the hill from where I was sitting, where the Lord Jesus one day will sit, and all the nations will pass before him. Gentiles and the non-Gentiles, they'll all pass before him.
所以坐在这的时候呢，在这个谷里会有谁呢？就是万民了，这就是所有的外邦人就要站在这，就开神要开始坐在这审判了。
He will judge them.
啊，神会审判所有的万邦。
I think it's going to be very, very close.To the very place where he was taken in the Garden of Gethsemane to be judged by them.
Yeah. 对，应该是同一个地方，就是他在科西玛尼园被抓的这个地方，他应该就坐在这里。他被带去审判的地方，他现在审判万民。
I find that very, very interesting that they judge Jesus there.
啊，因为很有意思啊，在。很长时间以前他们在这里审判耶稣的
and 2000 years Jesus brings the people to the very same place and says now I'm going to judge you same place you judge me
然后呢过了很长时间以后呢那耶稣到这里呢又来审判万民啊
alright so what happens he comes and he's going to separate the people some he's going to put on his right hand some on the left
所以他会把人分开有些放在他右手，有些放在他左手。
If you go from that place to the right, you will find that you go to the temple of the Lord and all the blessings of the temple.
如果你从这个位置呢，你看你的右手边哈，其实就是圣殿和一切献祭的那个地方。
If you go off to the left, you go to the valley of Gehenna.
如果你在左边呢，应该就是那个新嫩子谷啊，就是那个。
Which is another name for hell.
对，其实就是地狱。 新嫩子骨就是烧烧烧一直在烧的地方。
At the end, God is going to judge all the people on the face of the earth, and He's going to say, "Those who believed me and obeyed me, they get to go to heaven, and those who disobeyed me, they will be like the goats on the left, and they will go to hell."
所以这就意味着呢，那地上的万族是看跟主的关系了，就是信靠耶稣的、相信的就到了右边去。拒绝的就到了左边。
So the judgment on that day, Genesis 25, or sorry, Matthew 25, is going to be the same kind of judgment. He's going to judge, whether people believed him and then obeyed him or not.
所以到那个时候呢，外邦人的审判也是这样，就是看他是如何来看待耶稣。
Let me just give you one other great principle.
啊，还有一个很重要的原则。
How do you get salvation?
你怎么得着救恩的？
You believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
你信靠耶稣基督的名就得救了。
On judgment day, how do you verify the fact that you get to go into heaven?
那你在审判日的时候你怎么来判断这个事实，哪个人要去天堂？
Do you say, I believe?
你能说呢，我相信吗？
No.On judgment day, it will be your works that will prove that you believed or didn't believe.
所以在审判日的时候呢，就是要看你外表的行为，你行为能证明你的心啊，才可以。
Lots of people today say, I believe.
所以很多人今天说我相信。
But they carry on in sin.
但是他继续在他的罪里。
They say, I believe.
他说我相信。
But that doesn't change their character.
但这个他说相信也没有改变他的任何的行为品质。
So God's judgment is always on the basis of the works that follow belief.
所以神的审判在那时候是要看你的因着信而来的行为。
So the proof of belief is obedience and work.
所以信的外在显明的证据就是顺服和行为。
So the judgment that you'll read about in the rest of Matthew 25 says, what did your works say? If your works say you believe, then you go over to the temple and you rejoice with God. And if your works say you didn't believe, then you go into the earthly picture of hell.
对，因为在二十五章的时候呢，已经没有像现在恩典时期等候推迟的时间了，所以就看。行为了，行为有就天堂啊，就圣殿那个天堂；没有就新嫩子骨就地狱。
Anything else？
还有什么
？You've got many many questions。
犹太人不是他强调律法，他不是强调行为嘛？他其实他心里不信嘛。
对，他不相信。
那是不是你不是说在审判的时候看他行为吗
？Yeah, but how about those Jews if？He said, "I believe, but he has some good work, but actually, in his heart, he Pharisees. Yeah, how to differentiate on that?
God will differentiate them today, same way as he did in Paul's day.
所以他会今天怎么区别，就跟当年他在保罗时代的区别方式是一样。
The apostle Paul would have told you that he believed.
使徒保罗也会告诉你他相信。
But he just didn't believe in Jesus.
在那个时候他只是不相信耶稣。
And that's why he was on his way to hell until he got to Damascus where he got saved.
这也是为什么他在去大马士革的路上他最终得救了。在这之前其实他是没有得救的。
Okay, I'm not sure that I get all the significance of the questions.Which is why I only give half answers.
Yeah, I think this is a follow-up question on the works.
On works.
Yeah. So yes. how do God know a man seemingly has good work? How do not God know that he is a real believer but not a fake one? Acting like.
How does God know that he's a real believer or not? Yeah. And the answer is because he's God.
Yeah.
Okay.
神能知道了，神能够知道，对，但他一定是按照真实的情况来的，对。
So Paul tells Timothy, remember this. Paul says to Timothy, the Lord knows those who are His. The Lord knows.
所以保罗对提摩太说，神知道谁是属他的。
The only other person who really knows is you.
那还有一个人知道呢，其实就是我们自己了。
Okay.
自己知道的。
And if you're not sure, you better get sure right away.
所以我们最好自己在这一点上呢要确实跟主说我是真心的。对，其他人不用管，对，不用管别人。对，你确切知道，只有两个人知道，他知道你知道，就这件事情只有两个人知道。
It's very interesting, on Judgment Day we read these words. Then shall every mouth be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God.
万口啊都要承认，就是万膝都要跪拜，每个人都要在他面前承认自己的罪。
So people say, when I get to meet God,I've got all kinds of arguments that I'm going to say. I'm going to tell this, I'm going to tell this, I'm going to tell this. I'll defend myself before God.
今天会有一种骄傲的人说，我要见到上帝呢，我要带一大堆的理由，我要告诉他，我这么理由，那个理由，我要跟他争辩。
And the Bible says, no, you won't.
圣经告诉我们的，在那一天你不会的。
Because you see, God knows what you know.And God gives to every man sufficient evidence that he will be guilty when he stands before God.
然后呢，你要知道呢，神知道我们的心思意念，而且神给了我们足够的证据，让我们在真的见到他的那一刻的时候，我们立刻就知道我有罪，其实我是可以选择顺服，我没有选择。
So you and I don't know regarding the other person.
但我们对于其他人的事了解的不多。
But God knows.And they will know.
但是我们对自己的事我们很清楚，然后主也很清楚，对，肯定不会有异议。对，
我可以再问一个问题，就是刚刚那个您说那个 hard 的那个心越来越 hard 的那个，那就是说举个例子，就是说这个人他不断的他也在寻求神，但是他不断的就会碰到就是绊倒他的人或者教会，他不断的 say no no no，然后他的心会越来越硬。举个例子说，就比如说像我在跟我妈说的，他就不会再听了，因为他已经很习惯的说 no， 就像那个刚刚长老说的，就第二次说就容易，第五十次说就更容易。那像这样的人的话，在上帝的眼里会是怎么样的呢？就是他们上帝怎么来 judge 就是这样的人呢？
So for those who say noFor many times,
yes,
maybe already 50 times and harden their heart every time when they say no.
Yes,
for these people, how God will judge them? but they have some reasons. They maybe have somebody that make them unbelief, or for example, a false teacher.A false prophet.
Yes.
Yeah. A religion that, that make them unbelieve.
Yes. God knows the heart, and He knows whether you're willing to respond or not. God wants everybody to believe. That's what the verse we're going to get to if we finish the chapter. God wants everybody to believe. And He gives everybody opportunity to believe.
所以这里呢，我们要知道呢，神其实盼望每一个人得救，他也给每一个人得救一机会。
But He does not force.
但他不强迫人去相信。
He encourages people to believe, but he does not force them to believe.
对，他鼓励人去相信，但他不强迫。
So we would say it's easier for him to believe than it is for him to believe.
我们有的时候会有这个错觉，觉得对某一个人好像对他来说相信比另外一个人容易一些。
But God gives to everybody sufficient reason to believe.
但是你要知道呢，神其实是给每一个人足够的理由去相信。
Therefore, if someone comes from bad circumstances, God can save him same way as if someone comes from good circumstances.
所以对于那个从不好的环境里出来的人，神也一样能够救他，就相当就等同于那从好的环境里出来的人，神能救他一样。
God gives to each person the opportunity to believe in spite of former circumstances and often because of former circumstances.
所以神会给每一个人啊同样的得救的机会，不管他是处于一个什么样的环境。
So here's the Apostle Paul.
比方说使徒保罗。
And he not only comes from a false religion, he comes from the group of men who said, let's kill Jesus. That's how bad his religion was.
所以保罗就是一个特别典型的例子，他不但生在一个错误的宗教里，他还在一个那一群的人里面呢，正好是要杀了耶稣的那一群人里面。
So we look at circumstances, we're not sure whether they are equal, we don't understand. God provides to each person sufficient knowledge in order to trust him.
所以我们很多事情我们不了解，但是呢，我们要知道一点，就是神会给到每一个在任何环境里的人足够的证据让他去相信。
So, one other verse and story then. There was a city in the world which was very, very wicked. It was called Sodom.
在世界上以前呢，有一个很败坏的城啊，它叫索多玛。
And God said regarding Sodom that he was going to have to punish Sodom for their sin.
所以神说呢，我要因为索多玛的罪啊，要惩罚他们。
And so the Lord said to, sorry, Abraham said to the Lord, Lord, you wouldn't judge the righteous with the wicked, would you?
所以亚伯拉罕就跟神说呢，你不会把这个义人呢放在恶人的一同审判吗？
Do you remember he said, what if there were 50 or 40 or 30 or you wouldn't judge the city if there were those good people in it.
所以亚伯拉罕就从五十个人开始问哈，五十个、四十个、三十个、二十个，他说你不能因为有一群罪人呢，有二十个义人，有五十个义人，你就灭了吧这个城。
And then Abraham uses a very powerful argument.
然后亚伯拉罕呢就用了一个特别强的话语。
His argument is this.Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
他说，行公义的神啊，岂不？我来看一下，翻译的。
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? That would be
审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？对对对，我想起来。
Okay.
亚伯拉罕说了，对神说了一句话，他说：“审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？”对。
Okay. The judge of all the earth will do right. That's what encourages us.
对，所以这个就是重点了，就是审判全地的主他必行公义，所以他最终没有因为里面的义人啊，他没有审判这城。
On that occasion, the Lord killed all the people in Sodom save three.
所以在这个例子里呢，神杀了所有城里所有的人，救了三个人。
And the three that he saved weren't really very good people.
其实这救的三个人呢，看起来也不是特别好的人。
And all we can say is, Lord, you taught us sin is bad, and you taught us that you are the righteous judge. You will do right.
所以我们所知的就是，神是一个公义的审判主，他总是会行公义的。
So when I look out at the world around, I say,The judge of all the earth will do right.
所以当我看见今天的全地，我也会说，我说主啊，你是行公义的，你一定，你是行审判，你一定会伸张公义。
But when I look at my own heart, That's when I say, the judge of all the earth is full of mercy.
当然，当我看我自己的心的时候，我就说，哦，这个主可真是蛮有怜悯的。
And I know that Jesus will be merciful to you.
我也知道耶稣对你们也蛮有怜悯。
Because Jesus was merciful to me.
因为耶稣对我。
He saved me.
对我很有怜悯，他救了我。Amen. 对，明白了吗？好的 ，OK。
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think in ancient times, everyone knows Confucius is a wise man, a good man. But he didn't believe in God. I think he will be judged in the future. Maybe he will be judged in the future.Because he didn't believe in God, he will go to hell. Or go to hell. This is my question.
You got it?
Yes.
The confused.
Why don't you give the question in translation?
就说呢，这个他问题就是中国古代有像孔子这样的圣人啊，那大家都认为是圣人，那他很智慧，那但其实就是他不信耶稣，不信神，那他是去天堂还是去地狱呢？
Again, my question is, what about the Apostle Paul? Was the Apostle Paul a good man or a bad man?
那我还是回到使徒保罗的这个例子。那保罗在他得救前，他扫罗是个好人还是个坏人？
And Paul's own story, as he tells it, was that he was a man so good that he basically was blameless.In the eyes of the people in the country where he lived.
保罗自己曾经在书信里提到过，他说他如此之好啊，他在当时的犹太人眼里啊是无可指摘的。
Paul said, "My religion isn't just my religion. My religion is the religion of the Old Testament." He said, "I was a good man according to the Old Testament."
所以保罗说呢，他说我在旧约的那个律法里啊，我是一个。我是无可指摘的人，我是个好人。
But, when he wrote to I'm not sure who he wrote to later. This is what he said later. He said, "I am the chief of sinners."
但是呢，他后面却说呢，他是罪人中的罪魁。
Everybody would have said he was a good man.
但每个人都会说他是个好人呢。
He realized that he was the chief of sinners.
但他意识到呢，他是罪人中的罪魁。The Confucius, he has no choice because he didn't know the gospel.
Yes, that's right. He did not know the gospel.
Yeah.
But he did not give credit to the Creator.
你说的没错，他不知道耶稣的福音，但是我们每个人都知道有个造物主。你没有把你该得的荣耀，他该得的荣耀给到他。
Okay, so Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 says that from the creation of the world we know that there is a God and that he is all powerful. We know those things.So Confucius rejected the knowledge of God that he had.
就像罗马书一章二十节讲的，这神借着神所造之物啊，我们就明明可知，叫我们无可推诿。就我们是知道的，对，我没有办法去推卸这个责任。
Same way as Karl Marx. Karl Marx knew there was a God.
对，就像卡尔马克思一样，他也知道有一位神。
He just devoted his life to proving that there was no God, but he knew there was a God.
虽然他一生想证明没有一个神，但他知道有一个神。我们每个人其实都知道有神，都知道有个造物主。
We find the judgments of God hard to understand.
有的时候我们会发现神的审判啊难理解。
But the Apostle Paul says. I judge nothing before the time, 1 Corinthians 4. I judge nothing before the time.
1 Corinthians
4, verse 1.
4, 1, right?
Yes.
4, 1?
I believe it's 1 Corinthians 4, 1. Maybe it's 2 Corinthians 4, 1. I guess it's 2 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians 4:5.
4:5. 所以时候未到，什么都不要论断。
That's right,
这是保罗说的。
Yeah. Okay, that's right, 4:5. All right, so the second part, Paul says, I judge nothing before the time. And then he goes on and he says, but God will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts.
所以哥林多前书四章五节，他这里说，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
That's why we don't judge, because you don't know my heart.
这就为什么我们彼此不会去判断，因为
God does.
因为你不知道我的心，我也不知道你的心。
So when he judges me, he's going to make the right judgment, because he knows all the inside information, and I will agree with him because I know all the inside information.
这就为什么神来，他的审判一定是公义的，因为他知道我心里所存的一切意念，我也知道，所以我们俩在这个事情上是不会有分歧的。But
you don't know what's going on in my heart.
但是你不知道我里面的心，所以但神可以，神可以，神知道。So
Wong, the other part of your answer is this. You don't need to know the answer to that question.
所以呢，这个问题的另外一部分呢，就是其实你不需要关心孔子。对。All
you need to know is your response to God.
我们要关心我们自己跟神的关系就好了。
God will take care of everybody else. I'm the guy who's got the problem.
神会很公义的审判孔子，因为孔子的心到底怎么样呢？他自己知道，神也知道，神也知道。
All right, we haven't finished our chapter yet.
That's good.
Romans chapter
11.
I want to give you a verse that I've given you many times before.
回到罗马书的十一章。
Romans chapter 11. Want us to take a look at verse 32. We'll come back to the intervening verses next time. Verse 32 says this, for God has bound all men over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all.
那因为神将众人都圈在不顺服中，特意要连续众人。32节，11章32节。
What is God's plan? God's plan is to have mercy on every single person. He wants to have everybody get saved. He wants us all to go to heaven. That is his plan.
所以神的旨意就是愿意每一个人都得着连续啊，都得着救赎，所以他愿意每人万人得救。
All right. He therefore concludes that everybody has been unbelieving and everybody has been disobedient, and he concludes them all this way so that everybody who goes to heaven will go to heaven for the same reason.
所以他让每一个人呢都生在这罪孽中的时候呢，他是因着不顺服啊，就像一个羊圈一样把它圈住。所以当一个人得救了以后呢，每一个人得救的方式都是一样的，都是自己不配得蒙了恩，蒙了怜悯。
None of us will go to heaven by say because they say I am good.
所以呢，没有一个到天堂去的人会说，哎呀，其实我挺好才来这里的。
And none of us will go to heaven saying I'm in heaven because I'm better than somebody else.
也没有人会说呢，我在这里是因为我比别人更好。
And none of us will say I never had a chance to go to heaven.
也没有人能说呢，我没有机会去天堂。
God wants everybody to get saved. He wants everybody to enjoy His mercy.
所以神愿意每一个人得救，他也愿意每一个人得着他的怜悯。
All right, He wants us all to go to heaven for the same reason. We're sinners. He's merciful. Jesus died for us. Anybody can go. Everybody can go. Jesus wants everybody to go. He wants to have mercy on everyone.
所以这是一个每一个人都能得着的恩典。他神也愿意每一个人得着，神也在每一个人的生命里呢预备了环境让他可以得着，所以这个在神审判的时候这一定会显明出来他的公义。
Some people would say I couldn't go to heaven because God didn't choose me.
所以有的人会这么说，哎，我不能去天堂是因为神没选我。
This verse says yes, God chooses everybody to go to heaven.
所以你会看见这节
All you have to do is believe and He will have mercy on you. You don't get out of heaven because God made a mistake.
所以这节经文你会看见神给每一个人都有机会，所以我们一定不是因为神犯错了没给到你机会你去不了天堂，一定是因为你看见了你拒绝。
The only reason that people don't go to heaven is that when Jesus said come to me they wouldn't come.
所以人不能去天堂只有一个原因，就是当耶稣伸开手说你到我这里来，他说我不来，只有这一个原因。
Any other comments, questions? We've had lots of questions. Certainly haven't answered them all.
还有什么问题吗？今天对问题都很好。
就是有一个问题，就是他说那个外班人把这个数目填满了，是不是有一个固定的数字？
数字是吧 ？Okay. Yes. The last question is 26 verse 26.
Yep.
The Gentiles, the full number of the Gentiles, whether there's a 26. Oh, 25. Sorry, 25. Verse 25. Full number of Gentiles. So full number. Is there any number that counted by God?
I'm not sure what the Chinese says, Long. You might just read it in Chinese. But I don't believe that's a very good translation. The translation really should be the fullness of the Gentiles. Not necessarily number, but the concept, the fullness of the Gentiles is really a program that God has for the Gentiles.
所以他说呢，真正应该是指 fullness 啊，不是 full number， 就是不是指数字，是指完全啊，是指对外邦人旨意的完全计划。就他有个完整的计划，他要把它全部显出来。
Okay, in theological terms, there is what is called the dispensation of grace.
所以，对 KJV 就是 fullness 啊，就是在神学领域呢，我们管这个叫什么？叫时代论啊，就是你时代不同恩典的时代呢，它最后显出来，它在这个恩典的时代，它把它的旨意显明了，就 full 了。
It is the time when God is working with the Gentiles rather than with the Jews. That's what this passage is all about.
所以这个时代，我们现在处于的这个时代，神的恩典是显更大的显明在外邦人身上，而不是在犹太人身上。
So,
有七个啊，一共有七个时代。
Here's the cross of Jesus Christ.
啊，这是十字架。
And this is the rapture of the church.
这是教会被提。
Okay, and the Lord Jesus, God was working with Israel all the way along to Jesus died.
然后神呢，在以色列身上呢做工，做工，一直做到什么？做到耶稣死。
And then the I'm not sure what to call it now, but the time period of the Gentiles comes.
所以外邦人的时代就来了。所以耶稣死了以后呢，前一个时代过去了，外邦人的时代就来了。
This is the rapture of the church.
然后这个时点呢，就是教会被提的时点。
And this point is the fullness of the Gentiles.
对，所以
when the church goes, this period, the time of the Gentiles is over, and the time of Israel resumes.
对，所以到被提的这个时点呢，就是 fullness， 就是完全了。所以在这个点，所有的这个外邦人的时候呢，就全满足了，就停了。然后在这个时点以后呢，以色列的那个时钟又开始了。
So the hardness of the heart, verse 26, the hardness of Israel is allowed here, and it carries on until the fullness of the Gentiles, at which time Israel is picked up again as being God's primary focus in the world.
所以硬心的时候啊，他这里讲了二十五节后面，他说以色列人有几分硬心，直到什么时候？就直到这个被提的时候，这段时间是神许可他们硬心，从耶稣死了到教会被提，这段外邦人的恩典时期，以色列人的硬心是一直有的，直到什么？直到教会被提了，以色列人的时候又重新回来了。
All right, I'm not expecting you to fully understand that. I'm telling you that that's what Scripture teaches. Bible prophecy is complex.And there's a lot to it, but that's basically what it is. There is this period of time where we live now, where Israel has been set aside. God is working with the Gentiles. The rapture of the church will come, and Israel will, sorry, God will again be focusing on Israel.
对，原来呢，神的应许在以色列人身上，然后呢，因着耶稣，受难升天了以后呢，神就暂时把犹太人呢放到一边。开始了一个外邦人恩典的时期，这段恩典时期结束的时候呢，就是教会被提。那教会被提的时候呢，也是犹太人硬心的时期的结束，因为外邦人的恩典时期就是犹太人心硬的时候。那等到这个教会被提的发生了以后呢，那外邦人恩典时期就结束了，然后呢，犹太人的时间又开始了，他们硬心的时期结束了，那他们又开始要跟主。要到那个全家得救的那个时候。
All right, we've given you a bit of an overview and many questions unanswered today.
我们今天呢有好多的问题还是没有得到很好的回答啊，大家
内容比较多。To work from.
嗯，这只是一个框架，这牵涉到很多末世的预言。
What do we know for sure? We know this, that God's plan is that all will come to Him for mercy. That's what He's planning. That's His great program. He wants everyone to come to Him to find mercy.
所以这是神的计划，他愿意每一个人到他面前去得着怜悯呢。所以这是我们最需要明白的。
Jesus said to them, "All who come to me, I will in no wise cast out." He's prepared to receive everyone, including you and me.
所以神说呢，耶稣说呢，一切到我这里来的，我必不丢弃。所以这个是最重要的信息。我们总是先确保自己能得着那救恩。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we confess that your plans are bigger than ours.
主啊，我们承认您的计划比我们所想的要大。
They're greater than ours, and they're certainly more wonderful than ours.
它比我们所想的要美得多，要大得多。
And Lord, we just rejoice that the central theme of your great plans is to declare your mercy to sinners like us.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，因为您计划的主旨就是像我们这样的罪人宣扬您的怜悯。
We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us.
我们也为您已经在我们身上做的感恩。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross to save men and women like me.
我们要谢谢您，耶稣死在十架上，十架上就是为了救我们这样的罪人。
We thank you, Lord, that you're going to fulfill all your promises to Israel.
我们要谢谢您，因为您必然完成对犹太人所有的应许。
And we thank you that you're going to fulfill all your promises to us.
您也同样要在我们身上完成您一切的应许。
And we say hallelujah.
我们就说哈利路亚，赞美主。
Lord, we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.